Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Hello, everybody. Chuck Bonner, Julie Hayden, Truth Straight Up. We're here, brought to you as always by Colorado Citizen Press.
Denver Cenogenics. Colorado Citizen Press had some great stories up today about some of that. You've seen drivers being surrounded by the protesters. And in this case, the Denver police actually did the right thing and they let the guy go after they saw people hit his windshield with a hammer. They were kicking his car. They were refusing to let him go forward or backwards. So then he accelerated. And of course, all the mainstream media is like, all the headlines, protester runs over, protester. It was like a guy, it sounds like he was an Uber driver or something like that. Hey, a lot to talk about. We got the debate coming up. We're going to do a little bit of discussion about that. Also,
24 hours away from that.
Yeah. Ted Tripp, a Democrat strategist, will be with us on Wednesday, to sort of do an analysis after the fact. We got Patrick Neville coming up here, too. A lot to talk about regarding voter fraud. The Democrats, and, you know, this has been my theory that you've been talking about it forever, right? Chuck, you've been talking about it forever. Right. But now we're hearing story after story after story. I'm hoping, I mean, this has long been the Democrats' plan, but I think in their arrogance, they weren't counting on Republicans or Trump fighting back. So all of a sudden in the courts now, you're finding all kinds of cases. This one, I just found out, this is crazy. Accused of illegal ballot harvesting at Texas Supreme Court. Major scandal has implication for the Biden campaign. The Joe Biden's campaign's Texas political director has been formally accused of helping to run an illegal ballot harvesting operation, according to two separate affidavits. You've got the Project Veritas stuff going on. And right now we have Colorado Minority Leader Patrick Neville joining us on the line to talk about this too.
Hey, Patrick, how you doing?
Hey, good. How about you guys?
Not bad.
So let me just kind of ask you open-ended, because I know this is something you've been keeping an eye on, this whole voter fraud, ballot harvesting, election fraud. What's your sense of the state of things here in Colorado?
Well, I don't think it's good. Not at all. I think if you look at it, most people like really defend the system because they get in there and they see the system on the inside. And I do think once a ballot is there, we have two election judges looking at it. I mean, I think we could do a better job on signature verification. But by and large, once a ballot arrives to the location where it gets counted, it's pretty darn secure.
Yes.
Don't have really concerns there. It's what happens before that. So, I mean, that's what people talk about harvesting. So after you fill out your ballot and you seal it, what happens during that process before then? What happens as the ballot gets sent out before, say it's a voter that's moved out of state,
right?
That's dead. That's not
right.
Shouldn't be voting. What happens then?
Right. I think it's no accident. One of the first things the Democrat, completely lack of experience, Jenna Griswold, Secretary of State, did when she became Secretary of State was pull Colorado out of this interstate compact, where one of the things they would do is they would compare voter rolls with other states, right? So like you said, who would bother to, if I move from Illinois, to call up Illinois and say, oh, by the way, I'm not living in Illinois anymore, right? But I might just go ahead and register in Colorado. And I know a number of people who got multiple ballots, right? And one of the ways under Wayne Williams that we were protected against that is the state's compared list. So if you got a list from somebody else, but then she pulled out of that, right? Now, why would you pull out of that unless you want to cheat, right? I mean,
well, here's the real problem and a broken record on it. It doesn't matter if it's legal or illegal. There are so many ways to crook election with mail ballots. And lots of them are legal. I mean, you just go to an apartment house, you make friends with everybody, hold parties, and you can collect 200, 300, 400 votes. They don't care. They're just not interested in a particular election. So you say, well, let's just have we don't care how you vote. Just bring your ballot down. Make sure your vote counts. And when you get down there, you make sure they vote the right way.
Right. The Republicans, or come on down to the union hall. And yeah. We all fill our ballots out together tonight.
Yeah. And, well, and we got people calling.
What's wrong with you? Are you part of the team?
Yeah, exactly.
And they pay.
Well, we'll get into Project Veritas.
Well,
I mean,
well, but they, I watched it. So, you know, I mean, or at least I heard about it. They will go ahead and pay the.
They being the Democrats.
The Democrats pay healthcare workers at nursing homes to quote unquote get out the vote. So here's $1,000. And let's make sure we get out the vote. Thanks, you know, and we don't care how people vote. And you go in there, you make sure that all the Alzheimer patients vote the way you want to, and you walk out with hundreds of votes. It's not illegal. There's nothing per se illegal about that. The healthcare workers, I just got to get out the vote. I think our people should vote. Right. I mean, there's just so many ways that they can crook an election. And the fact that now we're finding how they're crooking it because you're seeing a little more on the surface. By the Secretary of State, who's now sending out cards to people who shouldn't vote and telling them, hey, you may want, I'll put on there, you can't vote if you're not a U.S. citizen, as if that's going to be not going to be checked, and it won't be. And you know, Colorado turned purple to blue because the Republican Party got caught with their pants down. They don't have the people on the ground. They don't have the money. They don't have anything. That's why you can't win in Colorado. That's why every state office.
Chuck, you're going too negative. We're going to.
No, it's not negative. It's been what I'm saying for years.
I know.
And now you're seeing it in all over the country, ways they're doing it legally and illegally through election commissions, through federal judges, through legislatures, through any way they can do it to make sure that their mail-in ballot schemes deny democracy. Because it isn't democracy anymore. It's just a rigging.
Well, I wouldn't say it's rigged, but I mean, yeah, with the Secretary of State.
It is rigged. I promise you.
It's rigged. You just went on a rant.
It's rigged. It is rigged. Why don't you guys get that? Why can't you figure it out?
It's rigged.
It's not hard. You just have never done one. I've been in campaigns. It is rigged.
Let him answer.
The reason why I'm not going to say it's rigged is I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep fighting. So,
yeah.
No, my chance is
something
we have to overcome. Yeah, we're trying. But what the Secretary of State did was absolutely horrendous. I mean,
right.
He literally sent out to non-citizens postcards saying official election mail and encouraging them to register to vote. Yeah, in the fine print, it might say if you are not qualified, don't register. But why send them out in the first place?
Right.
And then here Sean Boyd actually does this story and does decent job. And I thought she should have made a bigger deal out of it. When I first read it, but she was pretty fair and even-handed on it. And then CBS pulls the link after a bunch of Twitter trolls start coming after him from the Progress
right.
Now and all these different leftists. They back down and they pull the link. They pull the entire story.
Right.
And they're saying, well, those people weren't on the rolls yet. So it wasn't.
Well, they were dead. Some of them were
encouraging them to get on the rolls.
Here's the thing. Let's go into that because I think this bears because there are two things to look at here. Number one, the Secretary of State's office, in my opinion, just trying to cheat, right?
Yeah.
And number two, now the complicity. I mean, we've long suspected, you know, the national media being complicit, but here we have the local Channel 4 news director Tim Whelan being complicit with whiny Democrats. So that's what the story was. If people didn't see it, Sean Boyd, who we've had our issues with, but for the most part, I would say she's a pretty
she's pro-liberal.
Right, but let me just set the stage, though. So she did, but she's done other stories, too. She's a political reporter, did a story about the Democrat Secretary of State sending thousands of postcards out to people telling them they need to register to vote. Among those thousands and thousands were postcards sent to dead people, postcards sent to people who already were registered, and as you said, postcards sent to people who aren't even American citizens, right, Patrick?
That's right. And that's just the ones we know of. So
apparently right.
They sent out 750,000 of these. And I know of just two personal offhand experiences. I mean, this got brought up to me like kind of a month ago. And then I kind of blew it off. And then when I heard about the story, I called up my own friend who's a Canadian citizen in Colorado. He always jokes around with me and says, you know, hey, I'm never ever going to vote for you. And at first, you know, I was shocked and was like, why? What did I do? He's like, oh, because I'm not a citizen. I can't vote. But you know, so I called him like, well, let's see. You know, he fit that criteria. He's here on a legal visa, has been for decades. And did he get one? And sure enough, he got one.
Wow.
So, you know, he gave it to me. And so those are just what we know. So
I can tell you about another one, the National
Registry. She said a dozen and that she knows of, but I mean, there's 750,000 of these sent out.
Right.
And here's the other aspect of the story that's really sickening is where's the outrage from the supposed, like, immigrant champions out there? Because had a guy like him actually seen this and actually registered and went and voted, and I wouldn't have blamed him for doing it. When you get a postcard that's official election mail and only in the fine print it says, you know, something, you're like, oh, man, I can go vote. That's pretty cool. Let me go register to vote. I can go vote. They must have made some change. That's pretty cool. Well, if he does that, his visa could be revoked. The same thing could happen to anyone who has immigration status. So you're actually putting them at peril. But, of course, we all know they're not actually true pro-immigrant.
Well,
before this effort, there's a national registration project. The National Registration Project sent out millions in Colorado.
I think this is part of that too, isn't it?
Well, it's something different. In the earlier rendition, they would send to an address, any address, and say, there's no one appears to be registered at this address. You should register. Here is a registration form. And here's a prepaid envelope to put it in the mail.
Wow.
You shouldn't fill it out if you're not a U.S. citizen. I mean, so this is just part of a ongoing, just inundation. And once again, you take an apartment building, you do that for every one of the 500 units, which you only have 10% registered. Now, all of a sudden, you have 30% registered. Your day the election comes, you know which ones are registered, and you go back and you either take it out of the mailbox and fill it out yourself, or you, in fact, have the person do it because you invite him to a party. But they've rigged these elections. They are rigged. They are not fair elections.
Let me go back to the Channel 4 story, because Patrick...
Well, and the worst part about this is we've lost some elections in the state house by hundreds of votes.
Yeah.
Right.
This can make a huge difference and completely turn around, not to mention the same-day registration, too. So
yes,
they can basically fill up a bus full of, you know, different voters and bust them into a competitive district.
Right.
We've actually heard stories of that happening in past elections.
And let's talk a little bit back to the Channel 4 story. So Sean Boyd does what is really, I mean, I read it. It was fair. I kind of agreed with you. I'm like, she should have made a bigger deal about it. But she explained that Jenna Griswold wasn't the one who personally put this all together, right? That they paid for it to be put together. And I have some questions about who that is and what that organization's goals are. But she does what's really sort of a straightforward, not really sort of, but it was a straightforward story. So Channel 4, like you said, the Colorado polls people and the progressives in the state launch a Twitter troll war on them. And Channel 4, rather than standing by Suzanne, rather than standing by the story, pull it. And they say, oh, I guess it wasn't accurate. They're like, nope, we're just going to pull it now, because that's
we know is BS. If it wasn't accurate, they would have issued a minor correction. If it was accurate,
right.
The only option was to completely pull it.
Right.
So, I mean, it's absolutely insane. I mean, and then I think what really happened was Trump actually tweeted about it. So that got the leftists all angry. And because it kind of happened on a Friday night. It wasn't
that
big of a story, so to say. And people are really paying attention to Amy Coney Barrett and what's happening there in the upcoming debates. And man, Trump tweeted about it and they got so angry. And that's just, for the media to just bow down that quick. That's crazy.
Right. It is crazy. It is crazy.
We know.
Yeah.
No.
We know how quickly they'll bow down.
They can get their little armies. And there's no army on the other side.
No.
There's no one to complain on the other side saying, what happened to that story? This is unethical. You can't just put stories up and revoke them without saying why, without indicating that if they were wrong, where they were wrong. There's no pushback other than people like yourself. And that's the problem. There's an army out there of trolls, an army.
Well,
and there is no other army. There's only one army.
Well, I mean, the army is funny, too, because they're getting so scared, and most of these guys are actually fake accounts.
Right.
I mean, they've got this operation there where they've got each different staff member there has, like, 20 different fake accounts.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then when they put together this army, it's actually probably only, like, 20 people living in their mom's basement.
Right.
Collaborating with themselves. Oh, I got to take a break from my video game so I can,
Right.
Here and there.
And here's the thing. That's literally, I feel like my son, that's literally the truth, right? That's exactly how it is. And they make it seem as if they're an army. And here's the thing. Channel 4 knows there's that's not, that there's not millions of people out there actually responding to their story. They just cave to the political pressure.
KNUS knew that not one of the complaints came from a KNUS listener about us. It didn't matter.
It
didn't matter.
But back to the, not on the, I know, but just, I'm moving on.
You're moving. Oh, good.
Back to the.
But it is the huge dichotomy of you've got an army and maybe a lot of it's just a small group of people using technology to do hundreds of accounts and so forth. But there's nothing on the other side.
What's amazing is the way that the media actually lets that get to them so quickly. I mean, I'm just kind of reflecting back. I saw a funny Babylon Bee article today and I'm going, oh man, I really want to share this on Facebook, but last time I shared a Babylon Bee article on Facebook, regarding a justice confirmation, I got accused of being a serial sexual harasser. Kids were threatened, everything else, and it's all because we're hearing a lot of chatter on this about Twitter. There's a lot of Twitter complaints. I'm like, so really the news media, that's how lazy you've gotten. You just sit there and react to Twitter posts, because that's
exactly
what's happening. It's the same thing when Brian Moss did his little investigative reporting. Well, we're hearing a lot of Twitter complaints, and that's what they do, and they sit there and wag the dog of the media on Twitter.
Right. They only do it one way, and sooner or later we're going to be able to do more on this, but we were able to see some emails between Channel 9's general manager and news director and a Greenwood Village City Council member. This is after Greenwood City Council voted to go ahead and not have their officers be held liable in the wake of that new state law. Personally liable. And they were getting hammered by the media there, right? And one of the Greenwood City Council members made a minor complaint in it about, well, I guess it was a big complaint in his newsletter. So Channel 9 reaches out to him. This never happens. They reach out to him, say, hey, we're sorry if you want to come on. So he goes on and does an interview and they screw him over again and he complains. And then the Channel 9 news director starts sending this guy articles and columns about how wrong he is and how, the police need to be defunded and the police need to be held liable. And I'm like, what on earth does Channel 9 have a dog in that fight for, right? So
well,
the media is, that's right. I mean, here's the thing, I guess where I'm going with that is it's one way, right? They don't, if it's somebody complaining about you were unfair to us, but it's a progressive situation, then they just continue to bash you. It's just, I've just been appalled lately at how the local media behaves in these things. Let me, Patrick, just ask you about this too, in terms of we're hearing all of these stories nationally and court cases nationally with Republicans at least standing up and fighting and challenging some of these election would appear to be illegal operations.
Some are legal. Or they make them legal. They go to court and say, we need 9 days.
Right.
We need signature verification. We do this. They get a federal judge or other. And sometimes they go where they don't control the Secretary of State. They have the majority in the Election Commission. And the Election Commission issues the new revised ones, COVID specials. And if they don't do it, then they get a state judge. I mean, they're just constantly trying to get the election, and Republicans, I think Trump is doing a good job of fighting it off, and they've got a whole group called Stop the Rigging, I think, and they're going to the Supreme Court. But it's what's so sad and so discouraging, really, is that they're always on the offense, and at best we're on the defense. At best, and today is another example. I mean, Patrick is going out, and thank God for Patrick and his guys and stuff.
Trying to get the word out on this.
Trying to get the word out, but who are you getting the word out to? What, Channel 9?
Channel 4, and then they take it back. I mean,
Denver Post, Denver Gazette.
Are there any efforts going on here or stuff that you're seeing here?
I mean, nothing from other than really us that's happening on this, that we're trying to push it out. I mean, there's a little bit from the party, but no, not as far as actual voting fraud goes. We're just in a tough position where the media is just, like I said, just completely ignoring it. I mean, the one glimpse of hope is that Breitbart actually picked up the story here locally.
Right.
So their link is not taken down.
Yes.
And we're hoping that, I've been talking to other folks who are really paying attention to this, folks like Michelle Malkin and and other folks. We're trying to get the word out through, because really through conservative media is really the only way we can get this out.
Right.
So there's not a whole lot of conservative media here locally other than Citizens Press.
Right.
Yeah.
They would ever pay attention to a story like this. Other than that, there really is none. So we have to go national.
Right. Well, and we saw, I mean, I think Channel 4, that's, I think, Patrick, one of the reasons they did such a smackdown on Channel 4, right? Is, you know, you think Sean Boyd's going to do another, their newsroom's going to let her do another election story like that? I don't think so. And nor will anyone else. I mean, I think
No, but you can't put out a left-wing one. They'll let that through.
Well, but I mean, I think that's part of it, right? That they have a concerted effort, the progressives do, to brutally silence anybody who even tries to tell a fair story.
Well, I mean, look at the wonderful press Patrick gets.
Oh, yeah.
In Phil Anschutz's Colorado politics, right? I mean, you know, he just gets utterly skewered, usually for things you kind of go, but that's a good thing. And yeah. No.
He's doing the right thing there.
Well, if I wasn't a public figure, I could probably have a huge defamation suit against him. But, you know, yeah. I'm a political figure, a public figure, so I probably don't. But I mean, some of the stuff they printed is just like flat out complete lie. Like, where did they even make this up from? Like, they had to like try hard to get this narrative.
Right, exactly.
You know, to be honest, they usually get it from fellow Republicans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
More concerned about taking me down.
Really, it's like, well, what about other states? Do you ever have converse? Because Colorado, I think, tragically, like Chuck says, the Democrats have rammed through. I mean, we're a model, I think, for how other states can do it and take over the Democrats. Do you ever have conversations with, you know, local state legislators in other states and say, hey, look, don't let them try to do this. This is what can happen to you, what happened to us here?
Oh, yeah. I've got a different discussion involved with lots of different lessons learned. You know, it goes both ways too. There's some folks that give me great insight, great input. I've made some great friendships too. It's kind of nice to reach out beyond the Colorado swamp.
Yeah, and, you know, I bet.
Connect with some other heroes in other states. I mean, that's probably one of the few things that actually keeps me going, because you get all these stories hitting at you and all the negative press. It's going, okay, well, you know, I'm not in this alone. You know, I've got a camaraderie out there. There's a good group of liberty legislators.
Right. Well, I know you, just so you know, you've got us, you've got everybody who listens to us. You've got, call me crazy, but you've actually got the citizens behind you, you know? Yeah, I know.
They're irrelevant. They're just cows.
Well, just a final question for me and just sort of a wrap up thing, unless Chuck has something else. I guess, what do you think that you think people really need to be aware of then, as we're, I mean, the ballots mail out here, what, the 9th? I mean, what do you think people really need to be aware of as we're kind of heading into the final countdown, so to speak?
Well, I think we have some initiatives out there too that are really, you know, really, really important that people got to pay attention to. And there's so many out there, we don't have time to get into it. But beyond that too, if you start seeing some stuff like this, or you get those postcards in the mail that look suspicious, or you get, you know, you see some, you know, family going around with a you know, little hand cart, you know, collecting ballots. Take a video, do something about it. We've got lawyers on hand. Even the state party's doing a good job on this. They have lawyers on hand, like looking into the stuff. So we just need to know about it. That's kind of one of those things, because we heard about this latest story with Jenna Griswold. Had we not known about it, we would have never even gotten, you know, I think probably, 12 hours of press before they pulled it. But had they, would have gotten any if someone wouldn't have said something.
Right.
Do you have people in nursing homes? Do you have people in nursing homes that you pay some amount of money to monitor illegal activities going on in those nursing homes?
I do not. And it's probably.
We have no money.
Part of the problem we have here is, there's not a whole lot of money, because establishment Republicans have went after me. You know, hey, Chuck, thanks to you for signing up for the golf tournament. there's been an attempt by other Republican legislators to try to keep people from signing up for that. You know, just trying to prevent us from getting any sort of money, because quite frankly, they are more concerned about defeating conservative Republicans than they are winning Republican seats.
They really are. I've come to that conclusion that the far more important one for Friends of the Future and all the other ones is, you know, being able to control whatever rump is left after they destroy the Republican Party. And it's the one good way, you know, that's why
we appreciate. If I did something like that on the next Treasury report, there'd be some Republican making, you know, a nasty quote to me, to Marianne Goodland.
Yeah, right, and to be an editorial.
How dare he do this, and he's wasting our money on this. And
well, Chuck, we'll see you Thursday.
All I can say is thank God for the grassroots.
There we go. Thank God for the grassroots. Patrick, thank God for you, and thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Take care, Patrick. See you Thursday.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right. This is from Mark. We pass around emails to inform each other all the time. Why not? This is a good idea, Mark. Perfect idea. Why not start a database and send them, you know, I'm sure there are a lot of people that would help put the database together. It doesn't take money to send out emails. Well, you know, and that kind of gets to your point, Chuck. It's like, why is the Republican Party not doing something like that, creating a database and saying, if you see this, you know, see something, say something kind of thing? Because it's gotten... And here we can, now I want to kind of broaden the topic up. And if people want to call in, 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008, or just pop in on Zoom. Now, what the Democrats are now doing, like Patrick says, they kind of argue and they try to tell you, oh, that the computer systems are secure. And it's absolutely, I think that they're right in that there's not a ton of problems once the ballot actually gets to the Secretary of State's office. But it's all this other stuff. And like I said, we've got this now, this new report coming out of Texas where Biden's Texas campaign political director, what they said is, he and his cohorts are currently hoarding mail-in and absentee ballots and ordering operatives to fill the ballots out for people illegally, including for dead people, homeless people, and nursing home residents. So, Chuck, they're just skipping the whole step of actually going and harvesting them, so to speak. Right, they're just getting them sent out. There is another thing. Let me just finish this in affidavits that were filed, because I just think people need to know this. This guy is saying, a witness, I have in my possession videotaped interviews of witnesses attesting to these people having groups of others completing thousands of absentee and mail-in ballots, including completing ballots for deceased individuals, illegally going into nursing homes with the complicity of the nursing home staff, filling out and forging the signatures of the nursing home residents, signing up homeless people to vote, using the ballot harvesters' addresses, and then completing the ballot and forging the homeless individual signature.
Now, you don't have to forge the homeless signature. It's just have them just kind of just repeat it.
No, what they're doing is more crooked than that. What they're doing is they're getting homeless people to register. Then they're sending the ballot when they're putting in I'd be like, I'm going to homeless people and saying, hey, let's register. They register and I put in my address. So the ballot then
not
comes
illegal.
To me.
Not
right.
Illegal.
And then I just
that's fine. Well, you just say he was staying with me. It's the only place he could get it.
Right.
And so, you know, when the ballot came in, I made sure he got it. Now, I mean, they're using most of their, you know, half their tricks are legal, half the tricks are illegal, and they don't really care about the difference. But they're, you know, you do hear, as Patrick indicated early on, people say, well, the system is secure. It's like people saying, well, the front door, you see, that's totally secure. They kind of, they're stealing everything out the back door.
The
front door is solid and we're all set.
Well, and there's another thing, and you won't see this in the mainstream media either, but Project Veritas did a great story, and they had that up about voter fraud by Ilhan Omar in Minnesota, and explaining why she's winning so much. And she's created, and her people have created a whole like little network sort of people. So Thomas, if we could play the ballot harvesting videotape, this is from Project Veritas, and you're going to hear people speaking in Somali. So if you can't hear it, if you're watching us on Zoom or on YouTube, you'll be able to actually see the captions underneath, but we'll explain it afterwards. If we could play that.
In downtown Minneapolis at the scene of the crime, the person you're about to meet, Levon Mohammed, aka King Levon One, boasts about the hundreds of absentee ballots in his car.
Numbers don't lie. He's carrying his car full of absentee ballots.
There was video. You can see the video. There was a video out and about that he has the ballots in his car.
Right.
And talking about the only way you can win is with money. I was looking at them and they were not filled. They were blank.
Who is the one filling out the absentee ballots? People who work with, like, at Omar. Where do they pay the money?
The minute we sign the thing, the everything. Money is the key in this world. If you ain't got money, you should not be here, period.
You're talking about that the ballot harvest is taking the ballots away from elderly voters.
Yes.
There's three towers called one tower.
Okay.
And it's all seniors, and they took every ballot.
Every ballot. They just
every
take them from them.
Every single ballot. They knock on the door and say, your ballots come, give it to me, give it to me.
They don't even pay them for it. They just take them.
No. And the ones that didn't vote on ballots, the young people and the women and stuff, they were paying cash back. They were getting bags of money the last time we were here. To drive people. So there's a vested interest, but we are victims of the system. They don't give a shit about anything.
2 in the morning, still hustling.
Who is the one filling out the absentee ballots? People who work with, like, Han Omar and other candidates work for them. They came to us to our apartments. They tell us that this year you're going to go for it. You don't go nowhere, you stay home, you tell it up, so you have to take ballot. When it comes, we'll come and get it. You just don't go nowhere, you stay here. They fill up for us.
And that's the Project Veritas thing. And now we're seeing in Texas, they've got affidavits of them saying the same thing. They just send people out. And here's what I wonder. I was always trying to be the hopeful one. I got to wonder if maybe this time the Democrats misunderstood Trump's willingness to fight them on every front. In other words, like you heard Patrick said, we've got in the Republican Party, here in Colorado even, they've got lawyers to deal with this stuff. The Trump people have hundreds of lawyers, just like the Democrats do, to challenge election laws, to investigate these kind of ballot harvesting. Always before, Chuck, they've been able to say, oh, that's just a wacky Republican conspiracy theory. But now we're hearing story after story after story, and it's becoming completely obvious it's not a conspiracy theory. So I don't know. Do you think it'll make a difference or no?
I mean, basically, you're going to have a boat, and in that boat, you're going to have all these leaks. Yeah. And Trump and those people will try to fill in some of the leaks, as many as they possibly can, and the various others will get through. Some of the stuff is legal.
Which is stupid. Other states don't pass the stupid laws that Colorado did.
But with Colorado, I mean, at some point, people, including the Republican Party, saying this is a crooked state. I refuse. We will no longer participate in the electoral system. We consider this is no longer a Democratic
state. The results would be the same.
Well, they don't quite get that it doesn't matter what they do as long as they accede to it.
Right.
I mean, as long as when we had, I forget which Democratic one, but saying, you know, we need a strong two-party system and we got to make sure the Republican Party and all this, and they were being honest in the sense that they wanted the Washington Nationals. They want somebody to just go up and down the court, pretend it's a real game, and watch them dunk all over the place, and they'll let them have a few scores and all that. That's what they want, and that's what we're giving them. That's what the Republican Party today gives them. They kind of go, okay, yay, we took 12 House seats and we're all set.
Kurt Schlichter had a column in saying, you know, Republicans need to basically start rioting now themselves, not necessarily burning things down, but at the polls, and no more soft Republicans. But I was kind of listening.
Colorado's dominated right now. All the effort is Friends of the Future, Mark Hillman. You can go through all these.
But I'm talking about other places. So when you look around the country, I think that there are, besides you've got in Colorado, the way they rigged the system, and we'll get into that. And to me, it's like, this is, I was thinking of a sports analogy, even though no one's watching the NFL these days, but it'd be as if you're Bill Belichick of the Patriots, right? And you made them change, and you have a great, you've got, before he got rid of Tom Brady, you've got Tom Brady, you've got great quarterback, great receivers, and you change the rules of the football game so that you get more points when you score a passing touchdown. And then you say, and the winner of the Super Bowl, they get to pick the referees too. I mean, you change the system. And that's what we mean when we say they've rigged it. They've changed the rules to benefit the Democrat Party. But on top of that, we've got people like Michael Bloomberg paying for felons to get out there and vote. Right. That's got to be illegal. You've got, again, we see the people from the Project Veritas, and you know that's happening in other places too. She didn't just think of it herself in Minnesota, where they're just going out and they're getting the absentee ballots. They're getting them sent to them. They take the voter out of the process. Why trust the voter? Maybe they go crazy and actually fill the ballot out themselves, right? They get them sent to them. They collect them. They fill them out, and they get paid for filling them out per ballot. You've got that system going on. Then you've got what I think is the other, another fraud is the phony registration. What we saw the Colorado Secretary of State trying to do, sending postcards out to people who aren't legal or aren't legally able to vote in this country, people who are dead. And now who knows? And then you go back and you get those ballots, or maybe they send them in. And I got a lot of questions about who did they decide who they were going to send those postcards
to,
let
me ask you this, and I'm not sure how they do it, to tell you the truth, but when you sign, register online, you know, normally the signature is that you just pick one, right?
You know,
you just pick one. And so...
Yeah, then we throw out some of the other things they're doing to try to rig it, and that is they're challenging things. So, for instance, in the states where they say, okay, well, you have to count the ballot if it comes in 9 days after the election. Mm-hmm. Oh, but it doesn't have to have a postmark, right? It doesn't have to have a postmark. Okay, or you know, we're going to throw out having to verify the signature. Now, fortunately, Chuck, some of the courts are starting to take a hard look at, but some of them.
I mean, yes. Wisconsin did, or the Seventh Circuit, which Wisconsin is in, and they held up the Obama district judge. Oh yeah, that's fair.
It's
COVID time. I mean,
right,
come on, folks.
Right.
And so then he ruled every one of them, and the Seventh Circuit put a stay on it. But there's one in Pennsylvania that's now going up for Colorado Supreme Court. There's various ones
in
North Carolina. Yeah, U.S. Supreme Court. The Election Commission of North Carolina did it. And so they just, you know.
Well, and as you said, here is why. And people in other states, you really need to be paying attention to this, because it is going to happen. What happened here is then once the Democrats get in power through this initially cheating system, they just change the rules. So it's not cheating anymore, right? And they hide it all under voter suppression. And then there will never be another Republican elected ever anywhere again. And then even in Colorado, what they do, and we've talked about this before, they've rigged the system so it's extremely difficult for a Republican to get elected. But then what they do is the Democrats now pour
statewide. Yeah.
Yes, Democrats now pour money into fake Republican candidates, right? You get Republicans who aren't like a Kevin Priolo, who aren't really Republicans, and they support them. So,
well, and all the Weld County Republicans
this
that
is
the conservatives.
For many reasons, and not just Donald Trump, I think this is a crucial election, and we've got to fight back on this election, the voter fraud, and there's no other word for it, as hard as we can in every way that we can, because otherwise, that's why I think the Democrats are like, okay, hey, we don't care if Biden has a poor campaign or a poor debate. We don't care if Biden doesn't have enough electoral college votes. We're just going to cheat the system, and we're going to use these other processes. You've got Nancy Pelosi already saying, hey, look, we need to be getting ready in the House of Representative races so that we can take it over, so that we can select the president.
And
what do we think Nancy Pelosi is going to do there, Chuck? Who do you think she's going to pick?
Herself.
Yeah.
but you also have the fact that as this all this happens, well, the polls showed that anyway. See, remember the polls? It was very in line
polls.
With the polls.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Well, and they're going to play the polls either way, right? If they win, they're going to say, see, the polls are there. If they lose, they're going to say, well, the polls give us reason to have the whole thing in doubt, right?
We challenge it in one of our fine courts.
They're playing it both ways. So just, you know, we have to be aware. And I agree with Patrick. If you see something, say something. And Mark, you're right. All right, to us. You can tell it to us, and we will tell it to Patrick, who then, I don't know what they'll do. 888-627-6008, if you want to call in. 888-627-6008.
Call West. He'll help you.
Do you want to talk real quick? Because I wanted to lighten it up again. We've got...
Lighten it up. All right, let's lighten it up,
we've got the conservative mama. If you guys don't follow her on Twitter, you have to. She got her hands on some unseen videotape of Joe Biden getting ready for the debate. But you want to talk about Synagenics real quick?
Yeah, I mean, it's the one system to monitor your age. Monitor your heart, monitor your lungs, monitor all the parts that really make up you and tend to have problems as you get older. And if you don't monitor them, if you don't stay on top of them, if you don't take blood tests to determine where you're proficient, where you're deficient, you're really going to, it'll catch up with you. And so that's what Julie McCallum in Synergetics does. It looks directly at you. It gives you a complete diagnostic one, and then it figures out how to correct all the ones. And that's nothing better. That's how you lower your biological age while still getting a little bit older. So it's a way to cheat Father Time, but you do it with very best of a modern
medicine. Not the Democrat way.
Not the Democrat way. So call Julie. She'll talk to you. Free consultation. It's 720-387-3681. Nothing to lose. Give her a call. See if she can help you out. And I bet she could. And tell her that Chuck and Julie
sent you. Okay. So talking about the debate tomorrow night, I get a feeling. So George Athanasopoulos texted Chuck over the weekend. He lost the bet. He was saying on Friday that Amy Coney Barrett was not going to be the nominee. Obviously, we all know she was. You were right. Chuck is always right. And I think I'm going to end up being wrong too. Well, literally not very often, like once that I'm aware of when I've disagreed with you. And I think I'm going to be wrong. I was saying there's no way they're going to let Joe Biden debate. And I think clearly it's getting pretty close.
So yeah, pretty close.
I think unless he has a tragic accident and falls down the stairs. So we can talk about that. But first, just, and I hope she doesn't mind, I stole from Conservative Mama's Twitter feed her previously unseen videotape from Joe Biden's basement. So, Thomas, if we could run the Conservative Mama video.
I'm Joe Biden, and I'm a Democrat candidate for the United States Senate. Men and women are created, and you know the thing. Listen, man, it's, you know the thing. You ain't black unless you vote Democrat. That's the deal. I'm going to take Donald Trump out behind the gym, and I'm going to beat the hell out of him. I love it when kids jump on my lap. Why his fingers? See why your wife left you. Poor kids are just as talented and just as bright as white kids. I really don't want my kids growing up in a racial jungle. Well, Donald Trump can never get his name right. From the time I got to the Senate 180 years ago, I am not taking a drug test before this. 180 plus 180. I used to be a city councilman. I was able to stay at home during the pandemic because some black woman was stocking the grocery shelves. 120 million people have died from COVID. You're a line dog faced pony soldier. 2007, 150 million people dead from gun violence. Dead. Gun violence. You're a damn liar. The president has a big stick. Lots of Somalis drive cabs. And to the people that have served in our military, clap, you stupid bastards.
She's funny. If you haven't followed her on Twitter, you should. So Chuck, talk to me, your predictions. And if people want to call in, 888-627-6008, give us your predictions too. Your predictions tomorrow. I mean, let me ask, actually, before I just give you that, I remember one time, I'm a really bad tennis player, right? And I was playing tennis with my cousin, who's a really good tennis player. And I was almost winning because she was like, you're just so bad. I can't play with you. I don't know what to do. And every so often I'd hit it someplace completely unexpected and she would miss it. I mean, could it be that kind of thing where Joe Biden is so out there, Donald Trump doesn't know what to do? Or,
you know, that happened a little bit when he debated the speaker who was running for vice president. And you know, the speaker was a much brighter guy.
Paul Ryan.
And he just didn't know what to do. He was just kind of like, huh?
What is that? This guy's flying crazy. Pony soldier?
Yeah. Didn't know what to do. I don't think that Trump is that scripted a one. I think he'll well be able to, you know, try to go along. My prediction is that they'll shoot him up. He'll be okay. And by being okay, the national press will proclaim him the greatest orator since Cicero. I mean, he'll be, God, yeah. He was tremendous. Trump made a fool of himself. There's a 1 in 10 chance, maybe 2 in 10 chance, that he'll actually stumble. He'll actually, you know, get lost for the moment or do whatever else. And I'm sure they've got something where they
pull a fire alarm.
Yeah, pull a fire alarm or something. So you'll be watching the whole time. Is he going to?
Is he going to have good ratings.
And if he doesn't, then he'll be declared by the national press the winner. But I think we all want to watch the High Wire Act. I think it's probably exaggerated because we're all seeing just...
You know, you have a good point about that. One of the things that we are seeing in the conservative media is edited clips of him being bad. And so, you know, you could probably pull out something from anybody and do that if you wanted to.
And just look at his last one, which when he debated...
The presidential... Yeah, primary debates.
Yeah, and he did all right. I mean, he survived him. He wasn't great.
Yeah, but he didn't have to carry it all himself. So as I understand the format, so it's going to be Chris Wallace, you know, who I don't have any trust in. Apparently, there's going to be no opening statements. There are going to be, I guess it's 90 minutes, so several 15-minute segments where he's going to ask the first question of President Trump, and then the other person gets to respond. But, hey, we got Barney calling in. Hey, we haven't heard from Barney for a while. Hey, Barney, thank you for calling.
Hey, Chuck. Hey, Julie. And that's why I love your husband, because I pretty much agree with him 1,000% of the time. So it must make me smart if I agree with Chuck. By the way, you look good in the hat the other day. I watched you guys on the... And then, Julie, you didn't have solid colors on. You had like a fancy schmancy something.
Oh, yeah. Kind of like... Yeah. Don't tell any...
Good too. I thought, no. What?
Well, that's...
I was going to say, Julie looks good in blue or purple, but apparently you look good.
You're good. Well, here's...
It was fine.
It was a rule of TV when I did, you know, TV at Fox and at Channel 7 forever. You'll notice that hardly ever do you even watch the network anchors. You hardly ever see Prince. They like yell at you about that. Consultants call up and say, hey, no, well, thank you. So what do you think? What do you think about the debate?
Chuck, well, I will tell you a second, but Chuck, I can relate to when he wears a ball cap. It's like his IQ comes down. So I feel a little more like I'm on his level. And it's awesome.
It does. I think the hat does. Seep about 10 IQ points.
Clint Eastwood used to say that. He put a ball cap on and walked into movie theaters and automatically drops his IQ 30 points. And nobody. I think, first off, all Trump has to do is go at him with Biden. I think he's going to lose it. And I think Trump can make him lose it. And the real butt clown is going to be Chris Wallace. He's the one that's going to really show his ass. I mean, that's really what's going to happen. So, but, you know, keep in mind when it was with Paul Ryan, by the way, Paul Ryan was another butt clown. But as soon as Biden, once he brought, they were talking about money that went to the states. And then Biden said to him, well, you took it, your state took it, and it just shut him up. I mean, he was like, he really made him look bad. That was it. That was over with in that debate when he cut him on that. But I don't know. I can't see Trump. I can't see Biden. I can't see him getting through it. I really can't.
What an advantage. I mean, if you go into a fight and say, as long as you know, golden gloves, as long as you make the three rounds, they don't knock you out, you win. I mean, that's a huge, and that's what, you're right. That's what his is. His is kind of like, well, you know, he's still up. He's still talking.
Yeah.
The winner, Joe Biden.
You know, I think you could be right, though, Barney.
Well, keep in mind, they say this is going to be watched like Super Bowl. And if it is, I think the American people are going to – I hope Trump has no mercy on this guy.
I hope he
gets up there and starts bumbling. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, no, I think you're right, because I think – so if you're Donald Trump, you've had 4 years of you know, having it out every day, almost literally every day with a hostile media organization, right? They ask you – he just goes out. They throw all kinds of stuff at him, and he responds. And, you know, Joe Biden has – even in the presidential primary debates, those were fairly friendly to a certain extent, right?
Right.
And
absolutely, yeah.
And he hasn't had any tough family questions. I think if you're Trump, what you do is, number one, you know, if I were Trump, you want to try to rattle him a little bit. Because we've seen, I mean, that's when he shouts stuff out like, you lying dog-faced pony soldier. I mean, you've seen him yell at voters, for Pete's sakes, you know?
Oh, yeah, that was a woman that he yelled at, too. That was awesome. Go for it. And honestly, I really do. I think the way Trump handled 16 so-called Republicans, and the nice thing about Trump is he doesn't let up. Usually, he doesn't let up. And I think you go at him with Biden, because that obviously stirs Joe up.
Right.
You know, Joe. Come on, Joe. And then the 47 years of doing absolutely nothing. You know, what the hell have you got to show? Come on, man. What do you got to show for 47 years? Come on, man.
I'd like to see the prep sessions he's having, you know, the prep sessions.
Oh, yeah. They probably got him sitting there in a – I'm sorry. Chuck? Sorry.
No, it just, you know, Trump doesn't like to practice because it stilts his style, which is always a little tough. But Biden,
but
he's
in practice every day.
Well, he is, but still, you know, generally speaking, practice makes perfect in most endeavors. So he's not practicing, but, you know, Trump does things his own way. But Joe Biden,
well,
you
Trump
know,
is off the cuff.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I mean, once Trump is off the cuff, you can forget it. You're not going to, you know, you think that you got him and then he comes back with God knows what. I mean, I hope he does because
it's going to be hard to start attacking Trump on this whole tax issue, which again, the mainstream media clearly doesn't understand tax stuff. Well, or like that matters,
yeah,
without that Trump matters. Turning around and talking about Hunter Biden. I think you're right. And that does get under Joe Biden's skin when he does that. Right.
Let me say something this about the tax thing though, because the IRS, they're not friends of ours.
Oh,
they are
no.
the scum of the earth. I was audited once. I've got no use for those pigs, those pukes, no use. And you know what, Chuck? I hope to God that you take every single advantage of it. That's your money. You earned it. You have a family to take care of. How about a big FU to the IRS? I love it. I mean, these people are pigs. They're pukes. They're the worst. They act like, Hail Mary, full of grace, buddy. Take as much as you can from those SOBs. They don't deserve it. It's our money. But
no, I agree. That's all true. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Chuck.
Yes.
I would have been so pissed if it wouldn't have been Amy because I wanted her last time. Yeah. I know Hugh says Kavanaugh was good. I don't like him still. I love Amy.
I don't know. I loved him. I didn't love Kavanaugh.
No, Hugh said.
Oh, Hugh said. Yeah. Oh.
No. I'm saying Hugh did. And I think, you know, I was wrong about Robert. What a butt clown he turned out for us. But I really think that this Amy Barrett, God, I hope they make butts out of themselves. I hope they go after they did Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Could be some good TV hearings. Could be some good TV hearings.
All right. Hey, Barney, so call us if you can.
Love you guys. See you.
All right. Love you, too. Call Wednesday with your analysis of the debate.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And I think, because, Chuck, in a way, you kind of have a point in terms of all Biden has to do is, like, not collapse frothing at the mouth in the middle, and they'll declare him a winner.
Right.
But in the meantime, though, you're going to have a lot of people out there watching, right, and who may be like, well, I don't think he won that. Do you know what I mean? I think we've seen Biden, if he is having cognitive issues, like I keep saying, he can kind of trot out the same Democrat platitudes that he's been saying for 40 years.
Put him under, you know, debate circumstances with somebody playing Trump and somebody playing Chris Wallace. And he must do well enough on those for them not to declare that COVID requires them to shut it down.
Right.
And so he must be doing well enough to survive those things or they
wouldn't
cut
do
him
it.
Down.
Would you let Biden drive your son to school from Leo?
No,
that's a good point. No. Leo,
what
you would get. Although sometimes when Chuck drives Rev will go, oh, we took a shortcut. In our family, a shortcut is not what most people think of as a shortcut. So, no, I wouldn't let Biden drive
my
son to school.
Well, Biden still thinks he went to Delaware State now, apparently, which is
right, and
Delaware school.
State is
no,
like,
you
no,
didn't.
No, you didn't.
No. Oh, sure I did.
You know, and again, the unfair treatment. And that's the thing that I think the Democrats, it's a tricky strategy. And the one thing that I am really, that gives me hope in all of this is I'm just wondering if in their arrogance, they have made a number of mistakes this time around that could come back to bite them.
I don't see him letting Biden on if he couldn't make it through.
Yeah, but they're the ones judging, right? I mean, if you're the one judging, would you want to be, I mean, it's all seeing how that works. So do you want to be the one campaign person that goes, guys, I don't know if anyone's noticed here, but Joe, you know, he's, pardon me, but he's wet himself and he's not doing that well.
They're smart enough to not send him out day after day. They call a lid on it at 9:30 and they just have the questions.
Well, that's because,
monitors.
Right.
So they're not so dumb, kind of like, hey, how do you think he's going to do though? I don't know. He doesn't look like he's going to make it through.
We'll see. I would think if you're Trump, though, you have a strategy. One, you want to get your message out. And two, I think you want to try to get under Joe Biden's skin a little bit because he does tend to lose it and go off. We've seen him, like we said, start yelling at voters. Right? Just random voters when he didn't like what they said.
Well, sometimes he's, you know, that it comes off, sometimes it comes across as a fool. Sometimes it comes across as kind of being a real person. I mean, you just don't
know. And you're
right,
insulting Trump is different than insulting a voter. So
yeah. So it's going to be, you know, if he insults Trump, I mean, you know, nobody's going, oh, poor Donald.
Yeah, no. No one
will care
there.
So it's going to be an hour and a half of fun
it'll
watching
be interesting.
With
yeah.
the whole country watching and the entire
universe
of the Republic is
laying a stake on that. So, and then we can talk too with Ted Trimpa on Wednesday about how many people are persuadable. That's my big question. I think that, you know, okay, we all know who's going to win, who's going to lose. I'm going to vote for Trump no matter what. Excuse me, Biden supporters are going to vote for Biden no matter what. I wonder what percentage of people who are going to be watching are actually persuadable. That'd be a key question.
Well, we brought out, you know, some of the family and stuff that we thought don't really care that much. And I'm not sure how they're voting. And we both give our guess, or whether they'll vote, whether they'll care enough.
But
to
people
vote.
Who don't, those kind of people aren't going to be watching the debate anyway.
No, they'll hear about it. Yeah. They'll hear about it.
Hey, that's going to do it for us today. Thank you to Patrick Neville. Again, keep your eyes open for voter stuff. And if nothing else, call us. Come on to the show and we'll help you deal with
it. We're going to try later this week to get out the list of all our recommendation. We'll post it on our website of the various
ballot initiatives.
Some are a little trickily worded. A lot of them are
Trickily worded. Hey, want to remind you too that you can catch our podcast either live or later at chuckandjulie.com. Would love to have you. That's going to send you to YouTube. Would love to have you go ahead and like us and follow us on YouTube. You can also get us on Facebook at Chuck and Julie, and at Twitter, Chuck and Julie One, and on Parler, the new conservative one, Chuck and Julie. Thank you. You're everywhere. ColoradoCitizenPress.com, a good site to check out. Thank you to Thomas and the guys at BBS. Thank you for everybody listening. We'll see you Wednesday.
And you'll want to all watch with Ted Trimpa. He's always a favorite, and you'll get a different view, I promise you, on Wednesday. Take care.